Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Bally Sports is out, and Bubba Cunningham is in. Hot news. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Two interesting developments were announced this week that may mean a lot more to ACC sports fans than we think. The first relates to watching ACC football and basketball this coming season on a third or fourth string network behind ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, and the ACC network. The second could affect which of our teams will be playing in the NCAA tournament on CBS at the end of the basketball season. Bally Sports fell into bankruptcy of its parent company, the Diamond Sports Group, which is facing an $8 billion deficit. Bally carried local Hurricanes games, the Atlanta Braves, and was the last choice for ACC games that aren't picked up by the aforementioned Disney-owned channels. Bally was the last underling of Raycom Sports, which back in the 1980s was responsible for putting more ACC basketball games on the tube than in any prior season. Since that network was eventually sold by founders Rick and D. Ray, the ACC has bounced around from various offshoots of Raycom, like Fox Sports South, and most recently Bally. The CW network said it would pick up 13 ACC football and 28 basketball games for the 2023-24 season, which maintained the move by John Swafford to put every ACC game on TV, including streaming on ACCN+ and ESPN+. We're thrilled to be adding the CW to our weekly lineup, said new commissioner Jim Phillips, likely with a sigh of relief for avoiding an earthquake of criticism if some games got left out. We are committed to making the CW a destination for live, appointment-viewing sporting events, said CW President Dennis Miller, not the famous comedian of the same name, because this is no joke to ACC fans. The news pushed Cunningham down the sports headlines after the UNC athletic director was named co-chairman of the prestigious NCAA Basketball Committee, which is responsible, among other things, for selecting at-large teams to the Big Dance and seeding the 68-team field. Cunningham was on the committee last season and miffed as the Tar Heels were sinking lower in the net rankings and were in jeopardy of missing the tournament for the first time since 2010, which they eventually did. Due to strength of schedules, Cunningham believed that the worst of the 15 teams in the ACC hurt those teams that beat them and smaller leagues benefited. Certainly, Bubba will address that when he takes the gavel. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.